With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A new law has gone into effect that helps agritourism farmers limit liability for unintentional injury, loss, damage, or death from inherent risks on their land. Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau says Senate Bill 5808 was surprisingly well received.
We had the lobbyists for the trial attorneys helping. We wanted to fix some words, but we were surprised he supported it. Many urban legislators were supporting this as well, and I think that shows the value that farmers still have and hold within the hearts of most of us in the state, and they wanted to see a way for these agritourism farms to be able to continue to offer the activities that they do to allow kids to come out on a farm, have a good time, and learn more about agriculture.
Davis says the law went into effect last month and is welcome news to farmers that practice agritourism of any kind.
You know, any of these family farmers that have been doing these activities for a number of years could probably list a lawsuit that's been filed against them, and often the case it's somebody who maybe fell down in the parking lot and broke a leg, twisted an ankle, you know, sad, but should not range to the level where now you're filed with a lawsuit and you've got to hire an attorney and all of those extra expenses for these family farmers.
Davis says the Washington Farm Bureau is trying to help by placing a bulk order to help defray the cost of the warning signs that must be posted in a clearly visible location on agritourism sites. We'll bring you more on this new law tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.